I look so bad in this photo. That angle does not suit me. Yuck, don't post that without editing it. These are the types of snippets that can run through our minds when we share a photo on social media. The image we put out to the world is judged, analyzed, and deconstructed, and we inherently want to put our best self forward. But is this self-judgment healthy? Most of us have become very obsessed with platforms like Facebook and Instagram, especially young people, without realizing how much it's having a damaging effect on our sense of self. For people growing up in a generation saturated with social media, getting enough likes, comments, and online friends can become an unhealthy obsession. We used to be bombarded with beauty images as we flipped through the pages of magazines, but in 2017, page turning has been replaced with a mouse click, a double tap, or a swipe. Ideas and opinions about body image are now being shared every second through social media, but they are often negative and judgmental. According to a study conducted by the University of New South Wales, Australia, social media platforms are detrimental to our sense of body image. When we're constantly smacked with people whose pictures are heavily edited, we portray ourselves in a negative light in comparison. In other research by the same university, they found that women rarely compare themselves to magazines or billboards these days, only occasionally for television. But they do regularly on social media. It's the new frontline for body image issues. Between all of the fitness models, filter-obsessed Instagrammers and friends with picture-perfect lives, a day spent scrolling through social media may add up to body insecurities. But do the beautiful, highly edited images we see on Instagram, Facebook, and other social media platforms reflect real life? That will be uncovered, including the role that social media plays in society's body and image expectations. That's when I speak with Susan Paxton, professor in the School of Psychological Science at La Trobe University in Melbourne. That's on 2MFM, Muslim Community Radio. Stay tuned. Yep, that's right, 92.1 FM is the station you're tuned into, and Community Connect is the program you're tuned into. Welcome to this fantastic episode of Community Connect. closer look at what role social media plays in society's body and image expectations, I'm happy to be joined today by a very inspirational guest, Susan Paxton, Professor in the School of Psychological Science at La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia. Welcome to the program, Susan.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's look at body image and the role that social media plays in modern times, especially for young women. Now, does perhaps the engagement with social media such as Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat influence a person's idea of beauty and body image?
Yes, of course, the first thing we need to think about with social media is that it is a great way of staying in touch, but it does seem to have some negative effects if people spend too much time engaging with social media, not just reading, but also the thing about social media is it's very interactive, and the more time people are involved, especially with things like Instagram and Pinterest and these very visual sites, it does appear to affect body image and also reduce people's sense of self-esteem and confidence.
Okay. Why can engagement with social media lead to sometimes negative outcomes for body and image dissatisfaction?
Well, we have known for quite some time that the more people look at what I call traditional media images, things like magazine, fashion images, the more they're likely to become unhappy with the way they look. And this seems to be because you make comparisons with these images, and because they've been perfected in a range of different ways, you look at these images and you reach the conclusion that you can't look like that or don't look like that. And so, of course, you don't feel so good about the way you look.
Yeah.
And it's the same with social media, but it seems like it's probably even more intense because you engage with it in so much more an interactive kind of way. And you look through it and you see pictures of your friends and you make comparisons. And it's that kind of comparative behaviour that probably has the negative influence.
Absolutely. And I guess people these days are also becoming selective of what photos to post of themselves online. And the vast majority of women online predominantly selectively post the most attractive images of themselves on social media and enhancing those images to look like images in magazines, which are routinely edited. And it's not just images of celebrities that flaunt social media. Friends, acquaintances and strangers post images of themselves too, often editing them to disguise face blemishes.
Yes, exactly. And so you end up making a comparison with a completely unreal world. So, and you see pictures of your friends and celebrities that really don't look like that in real life. But when you look at them on social media, because they've been people have taken them from a particular angle or touched them up.
Yeah.
You make those you look at them and they look terrific, and you think to yourself, no, I don't look like that. And another side of it is that then, of course, you spend an awful lot of time with your own photographs,
yeah,
trying to get them to look perfect so you can choose just the right one to put up. And that puts even more focus on how you look instead of all of the other qualities about yourself.
So being exposed to these attractive images on social media would drive people to compare their own appearance to those images and therefore lead them to think, you know, they're less attractive than the images they see. So, Susan, why are the majority of us turning to the internet for body image validation?
Well, it is a great way to communicate, and it's very immediate and engaging. So there are a lot of other positive aspects of using social media, but and this is a negative byproduct. But it's very hard once all your friends are on looking at, on these different sites. If you're not part of it, you might feel as if you were missing out of what was happening in your friendship world. It used to be that all of the, you know, friendship relationships either took place face-to-face or on the phone. Now, they're not, this is another dimension, and people, of course, want to be part of it and not left out.
Absolutely. And do you think we seek, you know, external validation online when we don't value ourselves, when we don't consider ourselves popular or beautiful?
Yes, well, that is another important point. People can kind of put, if they put up a photo, for example, they might judge their success as a person by how many likes they get or positive comments.
Yep.
And if they don't get them straight away, they think, oh, people don't like me, or people think that was I'm ugly. Where really, of course, that might not be the case. Well, I'm sure it's not the case, but people get very sensitive to this, and the number of likes, etc., has become almost a gauge of popularity.
Yep.
And that's a big problem, because there are all kinds of aspects of a person, their personality, whether they're good friends, that are so much more important than how they look.
Absolutely. It is quite sad, because without a lot of likes or followers or retweets, people these days are seeing themselves as not good enough. And many people are becoming more aware, as we mentioned, of how they look simply because of online social media like Facebook and Instagram. And people are suddenly realizing how they are perceived by others, and therefore taking greater measures to change that. So is social media frequently referred to as a reason for lowered self-worth?
Well, I think more and more this is becoming evident. I work in the body image and eating disorder field, and there's no doubt that a lot of people also get in, you know, into eating disordered behaviours because they are worried and about their appearance and their weight and shape, and they are often talking about the role of social media and how they feel when they engage in social media. And so it does make people very sensitive, and as you say, if they're not getting the likes that other people seem to be, they can feel like failures and try to find ways of managing that that are not always successful, like through eating disorders, for example.
Right. You mentioned eating disorders, which is a very, very negative health impact of this kind of problem. What other kinds of, you know, psychological and physical problems can body dissatisfaction of this kind cause?
Oh, well, yeah, body dissatisfaction and unhappiness with how you look is one problem in itself, but there is a lot of evidence now to show that people who are not happy with how they look can also are more likely to develop depressive symptoms and low self-esteem, and also engage in risky health behaviours, like they may take up smoking or other unhealthy weight loss behaviours. So you're right, it's not just the body image problems, but people can get depressed, they feel lonely and isolated, and these can have other very negative impacts.
Okay, so this is one way of finding out if social media is negatively impacting your self-esteem, if any of these psychological or physical problems arise. You would be able to identify if this is a problem in your life. Now, how can a person cope with media influence and build self-esteem in a culture of social media?
It's a very good question, and it's one that we're working on, and we do have some clues and some encouraging directions. We have been developing what we call a social media literacy intervention, mm-hmm. that is a classroom intervention for grades 7 and 8 girls and boys. And in our initial work, and in this particular study, we only looked at girls in grade 7, but we compared people that received our three-lesson plan, which was now developed into a four-lesson plan, And what we aim to do in this plan is to help people become more aware of the nature of advertising. For example, if you search for a particular thing, maybe let's say a particular sort of computer game or yep. Online game, you'll then get advertisements for games. Mm-hmm. And if you search for some fashion item or weight loss, you'll get advertisements for those. And so we help people become more aware of the targeted nature of advertising and how much influence this has. And this can have an influence on body image. But we also help people, young people, learn about the fact that people really are presenting their best self when they put up images and their perfect life. Yeah. And that really isn't an appropriate point of comparison because of it really doesn't reflect reality. And our research shows that when people take these messages on board, it does have a lot less. So the engagement with social media has less of an impact and body image improves. So we're hoping that we can develop this program and further evaluate it to increase its effectiveness as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is important to tell yourself or to convince yourself that what you see online the majority of the time isn't real. As you mentioned, you know, we do spend a great deal of time trying to perfect our photos, to edit and add filters to our selfies. Yeah. And many people take different selfies, a number of selfies, before choosing one to post. And we do worry about the reactions of others. And, you know, what is important to know is that the majority of the time, what is posted on social media is actually an ideal type of life that people want to live. But, you know, it is important to know that what we see on social media isn't always the case. You know, the truth is predominantly hidden. But it is hard to convince yourself that, you know, posting a photo online to obtain likes is not the best way to receive that sort of validation. Do you believe abstaining from the use of social media would improve the self-esteem of people?
Well, this is an interesting question because we have tried to encourage people to do this at times. And, but, of course, then they start feeling disconnected from their social world. And so I think there's some happy medium. Some people really, they spend 3 or 4 hours on social media a day or many hours selecting what they're going to post. And clearly this has a negative impact. But if you use it briefly and don't feel that you have to check it in the middle of the night, it's probably, it has positive benefits as well. So we would suggest using or having just fairly brief interactions with social media by comparison and not spending too long with it, but rather spending as much time as you can with in face-to-face with your own friends who you know are real and they know you're real as well. And they're really the best people to get feedback and to have fun with.
So you believe, you know, using social media in moderation is the best way to go, and using it, you know, appropriately, not exposing yourself too much online is also another aspect. You know, I believe sometimes giving yourself what they call a digital detox, as they may call it, where you unplug from social media for maybe a day or two or three, you know, as much as you could handle. And that could be a great way to think about how you feel and the measures you're taking to be validated. So you need to reevaluate your situation and to, you know, assess the situation you're in. Why are you going on social media to get liked or to, you know, to be validated in society? So that's something to think about, because we're so embedded in social media that we don't have time to think about ourselves and to think about our inner truth. So it's important to give yourself that break.
Yes, I think that's very true, because we can lose perspective of what's important about us as well.
Yes.
And that way then we forget that we have talents or skills or qualities that other people enjoy in us, our friends like being with us. We can forget all of that when we engage in social media, that it's really all about how you look, which doesn't take into account any of the other qualities. So a detox is never a bad thing. But we find that when we're talking to young people, if we say, look, don't engage in it, it is not effective, because people will say, well, look, everybody else is on social media. If I do that, you know, I won't know what's going on. I won't know where people are meeting on Saturday night.
Yep.
So we're not suggesting that people disengage in that kind of way. We're just really saying, you know, use it in a very positive kind of way. Also, we would suggest, for example, not feeling compelled to make appearance-related qualities about other people, and especially if in a friendship group, you can understand that that's not what's important in your friendships.
Yeah.
How people look is just part of who they are, but it's their other qualities that are really most important.
Yeah, you're correct. And it's said that judging our progress or success in life by seeing how much we match up against others, it's a natural human instinct. You know, wanting to be accepted seems like a legitimate emotion to have. But should we stop caring about what people think and stop craving other people's acceptance and attention? Or is it easier said than done?
It's probably a little easier said than done, in the sense that, as you say, people do want to be accepted and to have friends and all of those kind. And that's very natural.
Yeah.
But if you then put every focus into making yourself acceptable, especially by how you look, instead of your other qualities, then that's when you start really getting into trouble. And one of the things about social media these days, Instagram, Pinterest, it's so appearance focused.
Yep.
You know, it's really just about how you look, and so that poses a problem. It really isn't about who you are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I guess we should be mindful of what being online does to our self-worth and self-esteem and self-concept.
Yes.
Social media can change language, form judgment, and impact our self-worth, but it is up to each of us to decide whether the language, the judgment, and the impact are positive or negative. And, you know, may our life someday be as awesome as we pretend it is on Facebook. Susan Paxton, Professor in the School of Psychological Science at La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia, thank you so very much for your time with us on the show. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
A pleasure too for me. Thank you very much, Nadia.
Thank you very much. Susan Paxton there, Professor in the School of Psychological Science at La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia. Of course, that was a very intriguing discussion about the role that social media plays in society's body and image expectations. Social media, like most things, has its golden highlights. There's no doubt about that. It connects us with others, it helps us share, open up to the world, and also helps us receive support from others in times of need. In fact, in a 2010 study, the average social media user is said to have more social ties and is half as likely to be socially isolated as non-social media users. That being said, social media also has its dark side. According to many recent studies, the use of social media is said to significantly increase the likelihood of anxiety and depression, often serving as a catalyst for negative feelings like jealousy and envy, while contributing to low self-esteem. So in a day and age where we are constantly comparing our bodies, our jobs, our friends, our skills, our beauty, our lives, and our worth with others, it's no wonder that we are so miserable. So I've provided some ways to develop positive thoughts about yourself and take control of your social feed. The first tip I have is take a break from social media. And when I mean take a break, that means quit cold turkey. Give yourself a break and room to breathe. Having a break allows you to focus on what truly matters: family, bonding with your husband and children, attending Islamic circles of knowledge, revising schoolwork, visiting relatives. A break would allow you to focus on important things instead of being consumed with content from other people's worlds. And that's the thing. We've become so obsessed with other people's lives and trying to live up to an ideal and unrealistic world. Not so long ago, dear listeners, the internet was a reliable escape from the harsh reality of the world. Today, it's the reality we need to escape from. On average, we check our smartphone 43 times and we spend 5.4 hours on social media per day. Does anyone else find that a little obsessive? Well, I do, and I have been just as guilty of picking up my phone almost every half an hour to see what I've missed on social media. So a break from social media is definitely, definitely important. Social media has a way of always keeping our heads spinning. Questions like, who liked my picture? How many followers do I have now? Or who unfollowed me? And what have I missed out on since I've been gone? Never allow our minds to fully rest and focus. So by eliminating these types of distractions, we can experience a whole new level of focus. You can find yourself having better conversations with people, of course, because you have no notifications to look at, and you'll be much more effective at work with less social media distractions. So since you won't be pulling your phone out of your pocket every 5 minutes to see what you've missed, you'll be able to be more present in the moment. It's crazy, isn't it, how social media can consume our thoughts, energy, emotions, and time away from the people who mean the most to us. So uninterrupted quality time is hard to come by these days and must be fought for. So a break from social media is the way to go. Also, another thing, selfies, likes, and followers can keep us constantly focused on ourselves and how we appear to others, as we heard earlier during the interview. When you're not constantly seeing everyone else's highlight reel and comparing your life to theirs, you'll be able to enjoy your reality more. So without the 24/7 temptation to see what you're supposedly missing out on, you'll be more happy with the life that you are living now, and no unmet expectations of how many likes, how many views or comments you thought your post would get to your mood. So give yourself a break from social media. You know, you'd think it would be hard, but in fact, it would be a relief.
Tip number two. Explore why you contribute to social media. Now, this advice is predominantly important because we should be mindful of the reasons behind our posts and pictures. Ask yourself, am I posting this picture or writing this status update to seek validation from others, to seek likes from others? In other words, are you posting merely to receive many likes or comments or shares? Are you posting in order to gain attention or to feel better about yourself? If so, try to go on a social media diet for a week and post nothing at all. See how you feel. Chances are you'll likely feel a lot happier when the need to constantly validate yourself is removed from your life. And as you're taking a break, try to figure out what the intention is behind your social feed. Are you a chef that wants to inspire better eating habits? Are you a decorator who wants to show your design skills and encourage others to try something new in their home? Or perhaps you want to spread Islamic knowledge and dispel incorrect notions about Islam. So it's important that we think through our values and our intentions and determine what we're putting out to the world. And once you know those values, you can start to post photos that are in line with something beneficial and it will feel good. And tip number three, stop comparing yourself to others. It's so important that we stop comparing ourselves to what other people have from worldly matters and acquisitions. Now, it's different when it comes to comparing yourself with others in terms of religion. We should be comparing ourselves when it comes to religion. But for those people who have more than us in worldly acquisitions, stop right there. Stop comparing yourself with those types of people. And the thing is, we think that social media doesn't affect us, but you'll come to realize how much power it has to make us unhappy with whatever it is we've been given. Our skills, beauty, body type, clothes, money, and the like. I know it's easier said than done, but just put a leash on your inner snoop. Most of us have what they call inner snoops, and many of us, what that basically means is that we are intrigued with the life of others. Social media allows us to investigate other people and check up on them whenever we like, making it irresistible to log onto our accounts every single day. So we want to know, you know, who's married, who's divorced, who had a child, who's, you know, fighting with who. All that is on social media. And that's the thing, that's the temptation of social media. Trying to snoop into the lives of others, trying to find out about lives of others. So keep in mind that letting your inner snoop run wild is actually detrimental to your well-being in the long term, especially when you get into the habit of comparing yourself with others. So, how does social media and body image affect you? That is something that each and every one of us should actually think about. How do you care for your self-image and your body image in light of the images you see on social media? And unfortunately, that's the society that we live in. But hopefully, we can become more confident about ourselves, and instead of chasing an unrealistic standard that society has ingrained into our minds, we wake up to the reality that what we see, the majority of what we see on social media, is not a perfect reflection of reality. So my intention today is not to force you to give up on social media, nor is it to judge you if you continue to use it. Social media is here to stay. It will keep being here and keep being present. But how we interact with it is totally up to us. and we should interact with social media in a good and positive way. So that is very important to keep in mind, that when we do use social media, we choose to use social media in a positive and beneficial manner, hoping to change the world for the better. And hopefully we should, you know, interact with our friends and relatives in a positive manner, making sure that we keep a close relation with our relatives especially, and with our family. So, dear listeners, I'm hoping that you have been encouraged and challenged to analyse your social media use. For some, no break may be necessary. For some, it doesn't apply to them, they don't need a break. But maybe setting boundaries or adjusting notifications is the right thing for you. For others, it's time to stop the mindless scrolling and gain back control of your time. They say it takes 21 days in the natural to break a habit. So that is what we should be shooting for. Hopefully today's show gave you ambition to work for a renewed sense of focus and self-control. My advice before I do end the show is, don't let the number of friends or likes another person has get you down. These have fleeting value. Focus on what is truly important, like acquiring the good deeds, not acquiring likes, because that is what you truly need. You need to acquire the good deeds, especially the youth who have, you know, the energy, who have the time. Make sure that you do spend your time acquiring the good deeds so that you can benefit yourself in the hereafter. Don't focus your time, your energy, your health on obtaining likes on social media. As I mentioned, that has fleeting value and it does not last. The pleasure does not last. The value does not last. What will last, rather, is the good deeds that you acquire in this worldly life. So make sure, and this is advice to myself first and foremost, that we spend our time wisely. And if we do choose to use social media like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat and the like, that we use it, number one, in moderation, and number two, we use it wisely, and we make sure that we have a goal or an ambition that is in line with our religious values. So we don't cross that line, or we don't use social media to ruin our reputation, or to, some people might actually advertise their sins that they have committed. And this is something that we need to stay away from, that we make sure to use social media in a correct and beneficial manner. So as I mentioned, don't focus on the amount of likes that other people have. Don't try to compare yourself in that manner. And also make sure that you focus on what is truly important, like acquiring the good deeds, not likes, because that is what you truly need. That is what will benefit you today, tomorrow, and hopefully always. Thank you all for joining me. Do have a safe and wonderful evening in the company of 2M FM,
And thank you so much for joining me on this spectacular episode of Community Connect. Make sure you do like us on Facebook and add our Instagram page. We do keep you posted on what our current topic of the day is. So if you'd like to get, you know, a little insider snoop on what we are talking about that particular episode, then you will have that wonderful opportunity by liking our Facebook page and our Instagram page. And as I mentioned, all our interviews can be played on SoundCloud. They are available on our Facebook page. Again, thank you so much for joining me, dear listeners. Have a wonderful evening in the company of your station, the Muslim Community Radio. Please take care and goodbye.
يا حبيب الروح أنت الممدوح يا حبيب الروح أنت الممدوح نحن أحبابا داوي المجروح يا حبيب
يا طاهر
داوي